T20 WC, England beat Pakistan by 5-5 wickets in final, wins second ICC Men's T20 World Cup title. Melbourne, Australia, top performances from Sam Curran and Ben Stokes powered England to their second ICC T20 World Cup title after 2010, as they defeated Pakistan by 5 wickets in a gripping low-scoring final at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, MCG, on Sunday. England delivered a fantastic performance with the ball, reducing Pakistan to 137.8. Sam Curran, 3/12, lead the English batting attack. Chasing 138, England was reduced to 45/3 before powerplay, but Stokes, 52, delivered in a big match once again to take his side to a victory. Chasing 138, England lost opener Alex Hales in the first over itself for just one run after Shaheen Afridi sent a delivery crashing through his gates. England was 7 over 1 in one over. Phil Salt joined skipper Jos Buttler. The duo attacked young pacer Naseem Shah, smashing him for 3 fours, with the captain hitting 2. Just when it seemed that the duo was building a partnership, Harris Rauf intervened to send back Salt for just 10 off 9 balls. England was 32 halves in 3.3 overs. All-rounder Ben Stokes came to bat next. Rauf got his second wicket of the match as he dismissed the skipper Buttler for 26 off 17 balls. England was 45/3 in 5.3 overs. At the end of power play in 6 overs, England was 49/3, with Harry Brooke, 4, joining Stokes, 1. The duo helped England reach halfway through their innings without any damage. At the end of 10 overs, England was at 77/3, with Brooke, 14, and Stokes, 17. Stokes Brooke were bringing England back into the game, one run at a time. But their stand was cut short at 39 runs by spinner Shadab Khan, who dismissed Brooke for 20 off 23 balls. Shaheen took a brilliant catch at long off. England was 84 quarters in 12.3 overs. Moin Ali joined Stokes to carry on with the chase. At the end of 15 overs, England was 97 quarters, with Stokes, 28, and Ali, 3. England touched the 100-run mark in 15.4 overs. England needed 38 in 26 balls. Stokes relieved some pressure by smashing a 4-over covers and a 6-over long off to bring down the equation to 28 needed in 24 balls. Moin smashed pacer Muhammad Wasim for 2 boundaries in the first 2 balls of next over, bringing down the deficit to 20 runs in 22 balls. He also hit a boundary on the final ball, leaving England to chase 12 runs in the final 3 overs. The 48-run stand between Ali and Stokes came to an end after Wasim dislodged the former's stumps. The left-hander's short but valuable cameo was over at 19 runs in 13 balls. England needed 6 in 10 balls and 5 of their batters were back in the hut for 132. Stokes brought his first half-century in T20I cricket with a 4 in 47 balls. Scores were levelled. Stokes brought the winning runs. England finished the innings at 138/5 in 19 overs, with Stokes unbeaten at 52 off 49 balls and Liam Livingstone at 1. Rauf, 2/23, was the pick of the bowlers for Pakistan. Shaheen, Wasim and Shadab picked one each. Earlier, Sam Curran, Chris Jordan and Adil Rashid delivered stunning spells to restrict Pakistan to 137/8 in the final of the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground, MCG, on Sunday. Sam Curran delivered stunning spell and bagged 3 while Chris Jordan and Adil Rashid took 2 wickets each respectively. Shan Masood scored the highest runs for Pakistan with 38 while skipper Baba Azam scored 32. Put to bat first, openers Baba Azam and Mohammad Rizwan opened Pakistan's tally in the first inning by bagging 8 runs in the very first over of all-rounder Ben Stokes. Stokes delivered a no-ball on the very first delivery of the innings as the all-rounder swung it away and Rizwan covered for it as he defended to mid-off. Azam and Rizwan got off to a cautious start. In the fifth over of the innings, Sam Curran gave his team a big breakthrough as he bowled out Rizwan for 15 off 14. England bowlers delivered a will be the happier side after the power play. Pakistan kept to 39 over 1 from 6 overs. Muhammad Harris then came out to bat and join hands with skipper Baba. Adil Rashid stuck in his very first over as he sent Harris packing after scoring 8 off 12. Then the left-handed batter Shan Masood came out to bat. England bowlers kept Pakistan under control as they conceded just 68 runs while bagging 2 wickets in 10 overs. In the 11th over of the innings, Rashid stuck again as he dismissed well-set batter, Baba Azam, for 32 off 28 and he delivered a maiden over. Stokes was brought back into the attack and the bowler showed everyone what he is known for as he sent Iftikhar Ahmed packing for a six-ball duck. At that point, Pakistan's score read 85 quarters. Shadab Khan then came out to bat and the batter slammed a stunning six off of Rashid's delivery in the 14th over. After 15 overs of the play, Pakistan's score read 106 with a 4-wicket loss. Shadab and Masood opened their hands and slammed Stokes for 13 runs in the 16th over. Sam Curran then gave Pakistan another blow as he departed well-set aggressive batter Masood for 38 runs off 28 balls. In the 17th over, Chris Jordan then joined the party and dismissed Shadab for where Wokes takes the simplest of catches. Jordan's short ball got a good bounce off the surface and all Shadab could do it to hit the ball into the hands of Chris Wokes at mid-off. Shadab went back into the pavilion after scoring 20 off 14 balls. Curran again rattled Pakistan's batting order as he dismissed Mohammad Nawaz, who scored just 5 runs off 7 balls. A fuller ball from Curran made Nawaz to hit it over the deep mid-wicket fielder but failed to do so as the batter was caught by Livingston. In the penultimate over of the innings, Jordan dismissed Mohammad Wasim Jr. for 4 off 8 deliveries to help England restrict Pakistan to 137 eighths in 20-over match. Brief score, Pakistan, 137 eighths, Shan Masood 38, Baba Azam 32, Sam Curran 3-12, vs England, 138 fifths, Ben Stokes 52, Jos Buttler 26, Harris Rowe 2/23. N.I. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.